Buongiorno. That's good morning in Italian, or good day, actually. The Lord's Prayer. It's been termed the model prayer. But one of the things that the Lord does very quickly is he answers the question and the request made. He was praying in a certain place. And when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves have forgiven everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.'" Within this prayer are three basic elements of praying and living a life of faith closely connected to the Father. Those three elements are to knock, to seek, and to ask. As we read in Luke 11:9-10. "I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened." Jesus tells us also that when we pray, to go into your own room, shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This takes humility, even as that of a child. For your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." In the first part of the prayer, we are acknowledging that the Father exists, and therefore we are knocking. But what Jesus reveals to us, that God is our Father, is confirmed in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16-18. "For we are the temple of the living God, as God said, 'I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore go out from their midst and be separate from them, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing. Then I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty.'" The book of Isaiah also confirms this wonderful reality of God as our Father. Isaiah 63:16. "For you are our Father. Though Abraham does not know us and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from of old is your name." Isaiah 64:8-9. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, and we are the clay, and you are the potter. We are all the work of your hands." That's the memory verse, by the way, you guys. You've been working on it? The beginning of the Lord's Prayer, which I now call our prayer, is knocking at the door, because we believe that he exists and is a Father who listens and knows us. Hebrews 11:6 says, "Without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." In knocking, we also acknowledge that he abides in heaven and that his name is holy. In humility, we approach the Father with a broken and contrite heart. Isaiah 57:15 says, For thus says the one who is high and lifted up, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, and also with him who is of a contrite and lonely spirit, to revive the spirit of the lonely, and to revive the heart of the contrite. As this passage in Isaiah states, even though he is mighty, yet he dwells with the humble and contrite. When you close your door to the outside world, you choose to pray in secret because your faith allows you to knock on the Father's door by acknowledging his great name and his desire to dwell within your humble and contrite heart. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In this part of the prayer, we are seeking the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be given to you. We are desiring that the kingdom will come. We recognize that the will of the Father is being done on earth as it is already being done in heaven. In this way, we seek in the earth for the will of the Father. Just even as in 1 Corinthians 4:19, Paul says, I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills. For the kingdom of God does not consist of talk, but of power. Give us this day our daily bread. Here we're asking for daily bread. But this is not just the physical bread we bake. It is also the word of God. In Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 to 3. You shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. And Jesus used this scripture to ward away the temptation to turn stones into bread. And he said, he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This bread also reminds us of the Lord Jesus. His body broken, which we eat symbolically every Sunday in the remembrance of the sacrifice of our dear Lord. Thus, embedded in the Lord's Prayer, our prayer, was a prophetic word looking ahead to us eating the broken body of Christ, which we remember today, Jesus, that told us this meant eating the words that he spoke, not the literal flesh. In this latter part of the prayer, we are asking for redemption and forgiveness. But this forgiveness is conditional upon us already having forgiven those who are in debt to us or sinned against us. And Jesus himself gives us this example while on the cross, Luke 23:33-34. When they came to the place called the skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals on the one right and one on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Matthew 11:24-26. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Thus the Lord's Prayer, our prayer, there is the element of forgiveness, which is looked and looks to the cross, and the shedding of blood, which we remember in the cup of blessing, the wine today. And in Hebrews 9:22, it says, indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, so that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Therefore, we see the three elements of prayer and faith in the Lord's Prayer, our prayer, which we now pray. The first element is knocking at the door. When we do that, we acknowledge that he exists on high and believe that he hears and knows what we want before we knock. The second element of prayer and faith is in seeking the kingdom of God first and believing that it is as if it is already existing on the earth as it does in heaven by the will of the Father. Thirdly, asking for daily bread, the word of God which we remember in the emblems of bread, along with asking forgiveness, even as we have already forgiven others. We can ask for that forgiveness because it was made possible by the shedding of the Lord's blood, which we remember each Sunday in the cup of wine, the cup of blessing, which we bless with thankfulness. The Lord's Prayer, our prayer, it needs to become that very thing in our hearts, daily spoken, meditated, and taken to heart. We must close the door to the outside world and then knock upon the compassionate door of our Father. Our Father knows before we pray the desire of our heart that we are seeking first the kingdom of God. Then we ask for daily bread, and not just the physical, but the spiritual word of the Father and his beloved Son, as witnessed in the broken body of his Son, our Lord and brother Christ. Finally, the third element of asking for forgiveness, even as we have forgiven others. Remembering of the Lord's blood shed to open the way of the cup, the way of redemption and salvation to us, we come to the memorial of the cup, the symbol of his shed blood that connects us to the spirit of forgiveness and mercy. If we pray this prayer, we will not enter into temptation, even as Jesus exhorted his disciples to do so, to pray, that they may not enter into temptation in the garden. Our Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us even as we have already forgiven others. Lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil.